All of us, every man and every woman, has both masculine and feminine within them. Therefore, if we want to experience the pleasure of uniting with the masculine or feminine outside of us, then we must relinquish within ourselves the quality that we want to receive through our partner. These are magnetic, polarized qualities, as we've already discussed in an earlier session. Masculine attracts feminine. Feminine attracts masculine. Just like the north and south poles of the globe create a magnetic field, or positive and negative sides of an electrical plug creates an arc of electrical energy. Masculine and feminine create the arc of sexual attraction. If you want that arc of sexual attraction with your intimate partner, you must let go of the quality within yourself that you want to receive through your partner. So, for instance, if a woman wants to receive masculine qualities through her partner, if she wants her man to be more decisive, if she wants her man to have a deeper sense of his purpose, if she wants her man to be able to know what he wants and listen to her and still guide his life without weakening himself, then she must trust his masculine more than hers. If she does not trust her partner's masculine more than her own masculine, then there won't be sexual polarity. She'll be trusting her own masculine more than his. She'll be whole onto herself, but she will not trust relinquishing her own inner masculine and trusting the direction of her partner. Remember that the masculine identifies with consciousness rather than all the changes in life. That allows someone who's relaxed as consciousness to see all the options. Rather than getting lost in the trees, you can see the whole forest and make a decision based on the whole picture. Whereas the feminine is in the moment, feeling the flows in the moment, the masculine pulls out of life and kind of looks at life from the outside and therefore can pick a direction and see how to follow the path to achieve that goal. Another way of saying this is if a woman wants her man to offer his direction and to know his direction and to be clear about his direction, then in moments of intimacy, she can relinquish her own sense of direction, however highly developed it may be, in order to allow her partner the opportunity to exercise and cultivate and deepen his capacity to know his direction and to guide and direct a relationship to ever deeper and more amazing openings. Likewise, the masculine character relinquishes his own feminine and receives the feminine through his partner. Again, he must trust the feminine of his partner more than his own feminine. For instance, if he looks at himself in a mirror and his own radiance, his own life force, makes him happier than his woman's, she will be upset. If he spends more time combing his hair, more time looking into the mirror, more time making himself be a goddess, more time showing his own radiance than he does receiving and appreciating with deep gratitude the radiance of his chosen woman, then there won't be polarity. So the masculine partner then relieves himself of the need of animating his own feminine temporarily, and in moments of intimacy then becomes whole through receiving his partner's feminine. So to move into this third stage as we've described it requires trusting parts of your partner more than yourself. In specific, it means as a man who's playing the masculine side in intimate moments, it means trusting the feminine of your woman partner. Trusting that feminine is the light of love. And when you trust that and you feel that, you also know that nothing on earth is more beautiful and more attractive than the feminine. and the human feminine form and expression is the most attractive to the human masculine.